We are all familiar with sickness. We may have experienced the common cold or the flu, or something more problematic like cancer or the COVID-19 virus. Some sickness is emotional, arising from the loss of someone or something dear to us. When we have a significant illness, we get help. But our sickness also hinders our relationships with our community. We long to return to our normal life with family and friends. The Old Testament reading speaks of the illness of leprosy. The one who had a blotch or a scab or a sore had to stay away from the community and call out unclean. Once the person had been healed, and after the temple priest guaranteed the person was not contagious, he or she was allowed to return to the community. St. Paul reminds us in the first letter to the Corinthians that he does not seek his own benefit, but that of the many. If we take Paul's words seriously, then we are more concerned about the good of others than about ourselves. We are concerned about their health and their well-being. The common good is more important than what happens to us. Jesus in the Gospel heals a person with leprosy. He says, "I do will your cure. Be made clean." Jesus then tells the leper to go show himself to the priest and to offer the cleansing that Moses prescribed. In this way, the cured leper could re-enter community. We hear Jesus telling us in Matthew's Gospel, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me." Jesus' words always give us hope. Not only individuals, but also a community, a society, a nation, and even our entire world can become sick and in need of healing. Jesus, God's Word, desires the health and wholeness of the entire world. Sickness manifests itself in many ways. It may be polarization in our political system. It may be racism and indifference to the poor and homeless. It may be the way we treat prison inmates or discriminate against the elderly. We become fearful of others. We stop migrants at the border. We resist dark-skinned people living close to us. We send others to prison thinking they are irredeemable. And then when they are released from prison, we hinder their finding jobs and even voting. Even the church has excommunicated people or cut them off from their community out of fear. We do not want them to belong. We think they are not like us. We know that we must fight against sickness in our own bodies, in our communities, in our nation, and in our world. It is difficult to know how to fight against the cancerous sicknesses that take hold in society. How do we resist and inoculate ourselves from the societal cancers and yet still welcome one another into community? How do we overcome our fear of one another? How do we integrate those who are different from us, rather than ostracizing or discarding them? How do we become convinced we are together one family, with each other, and with the natural world? For our bodies, for our world, for our planet to be healthy and whole, we need a harmonious relationship between all the parts, a harmonic resonance, if you will. We remain unhealthy only because we are unwilling to take responsible action. Recognition for our sickness is the first step. Humble and open dialogue in listening to those different from ourselves is one treatment for the cancers of our world. Yet we find it very difficult to humbly listen for the truth that another might have. However, the Holy Spirit is at work through our receptive listening to one another. In a few weeks, we will enter the season of Lent, a time of healing, reconciliation, a time of restoration and coming together again. What are we as individuals willing to do, not just for our own health, but for the health and wholeness of a universalized civilization? As we enter Lent, what small steps can we take to help humanity become one community with each other and with our natural world?